Opinions expressed on this program are those of the hosts and their guests, and not of Blue Sky Broadcasting.
I'm all right. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be?
All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my very favorite radio stations in the entire nation, maybe even the globe, as far as I know. Of course, 1450 AM at KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, 97.1 FM KSBT in what was somewhat sunny Sandpoint about a half an hour ago. The sun actually came out. I'm like, what? It's kind of clouded up now and misty and stuff like that, but at least it's not, you know, Arctic blast time anymore. Hopefully some more snow in our near future. Anyway, it's Thursday. We're in North Idaho. I'm Bob Witte. It's North Idaho Thursday, and we've got another good show for you today. First, our monthly visit with representatives from the Sandpoint Elks Club, Lodge 1376. Or the exalted ruler, or as he called himself to me yesterday, the exhausted rooster, Bob Hike, is with us, and we'll go over the upcoming February newsletter. Yeah, check that out and see what's going on at the Elks Lodge. And in our second segment, we welcome back in Amelia Boyd and Justin Dick from the Bonner General Health Foundation. Of course, their heart ball is coming up in February, and they'll be telling us the details where they're at with that and what it's all about, and just generally talking. So that's what we do. Anyway, what else is going on? We have Sandpoint High School basketball back on the air this Thursday. Tuesday. Tuesday the 30th. And I'll be doing the boys game this week. Last week we did the girls, and the boys taking on Moscow this next Tuesday while the girls travel to Moscow. So a huge league game, and be broadcasting that for you right here on KSBT and North Idaho Radio.com. Also coming up in February is the annual Winter Carnival. A lot of folks wondering if that's happening this year, and it definitely is, February 16th through the 25th. And for more information on that and a complete list of events, go to Winter Carnival, Sandpoint Winter Carnival 2024. Just make sure you go to this year's one so it's updated. Also, I encourage you, especially if you have a business or you just want to have fun on the Parade of Lights night, brought to you by Ting, sign up to be in the parade. It's free, it's fun, it's funky, and I know of some of the floats and things that are going to be in the parade, and it's going to be a lot of fun, a great family event, and there's the Sandpoint Rec Department's putting on a s'mores and more story time, I think, event in Farman Park immediately afterwards, and kicks off Winter Carnival, of course, which winds up on the 25th on the Sunday with the annual Eichardt's K9 keg pull, and that's always a lot of fun. And Enovia Foundation just added a free family movie after the keg pull at the Panada Theater. So go to Sandpoint Winter Carnival 2024 to find out all the stuff that's going on there. What else is going on? Well, if you have kids or maybe grandkids that are heading towards kindergarten age, Ready for Kindergarten is having a workshop this Saturday. This free early childhood literacy workshop is for parents of kids ages 0 to 5. The program is designed to help parents, grandparents, and caregivers teach their children the important skills that they will need to be successful, happy learners. Free toys are given at the workshop. What could go wrong? And childcare is provided. Registration is required. However, even though it's free, a workshop will be held at Farm and Stidwell Elementary School starting at 9:30 this Saturday. And if you're ready, I'll give you the site to register, pre-register. That's readysandpoint.org. readysandpoint.org. Org. Other things coming up, let's see, this evening there's music and happy family hour at Matchwood Brewing from 4:30 to 5:30. Buster Brown will be providing the music. Barrel 33 has Bright Moments Jazz this evening from 5 to 8. Tomorrow there's live music with the Ron Rinaldos at the Ponderay Winery. That's blues, jazz, and rock originals from 5 until 8 at the winery. What else is going on? The Back Door has Huckleberry playing tomorrow evening from 7 to 9. And let's see. Told you about the Ready for Kindergarten workshop. Oh, here we go. On Saturday, the 27th, there's a vendor and craft fair, and it's held at the VFW Hall on Pine and Division. It's the fourth Saturday of every month from 10 until 3. I bet you didn't know that. Vendor and a craft fair, of course, it's inside at the VFW Hall, 1325 Pine Street, this Saturday from 10 to 3. Saturday, live music with Ben Vogel at the Ponderay Winery. Of course, 3rd and Cedar in Sandpoint. And just lots more going on. For more information, you can always just go to sandpointonline.com/events, and it has all of these events coming up. Oh, one more thing. Candlelight Concert with Suzuki String Academy is, next Wednesday coming up at the winery. So you want to check that out. Anyway, we are going to take our second break. When we come back, Bob Hike from the local Sandpoint Lodge of the Elks is with us. Tell us what's going on out there as we head into February. We have Amelia Boyd and Justin Dick from Bonner General Health Foundation as well. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
So, we heard you're thinking about making some improvements in that bathroom of yours. Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, and we are the perfect place to make that happen. One of our real specialties here at Selkirk has always been the design and installation of high-quality glass shower enclosures. All it takes is a call to ask for one of our highly experienced people to come out to your home for a free measurement. Our most popular style of enclosure has always been the frameless design, featuring the thicker glass panels with a minimum of hardware. These enclosures can really open up a bathroom space. And if installing clear glass gives you the maintenance willies, never fear, because all of our showers are available with the option of a clear glass protective coating. And if the frameless wasn't what you had in mind, we also offer a myriad of handsome frame showers. Are you interested in opening up that bathroom space even more? We offer custom mirror work as well. But one of the most valuable services we offer is that of the very best installation team in our area. They'll help make that new bathroom a reality. Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, that's the place to go.
The Co-op Gas and Supply Company Incorporated is your locally owned propane, farm, home, and hardware store. We've been in business as a community cooperative for 89 continuous years, and we are proud to still be owned by the people who shop here. At this time of year, we see how important local businesses are to the community, from bringing product from all over the world to your home, to participating in fundraisers and community programs. And so we wish to thank you, our customers, for your membership and continued patronage, which makes serving our community possible. This is Kathy, along with George Haley, General Manager, our Board of Directors, and the entire co-op staff, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and a prosperous New Year. We hope to see you again soon at the Co-op Gas and Supply Company, 125 Tibbetts Lane in Ponderay, where neighbors have been helping neighbors since 1934. 208-263-6820.
AGE Heating and Cooling in Sandpoint is your locally family-owned and operated Lennox Premier Dealer. What does that mean to you? Premier Dealers are among the select few in the industry who uphold exceptional service, product training, and high customer satisfaction, earning and maintaining a 4-plus star rating among customers. That's the premier difference. Working with AGE Heating and Cooling is one of the smartest decisions you can make for your home comfort. Call today, 208-603-2210, or visit online at ageheatingandcooling.com. IDA Track Contractors License Number 059041.
The all-new Post Falls Gun Show, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader for all the Inland Empire, is coming to the Greyhound Park and Event Center. The Post Falls Gun Show features hundreds of tables full of guns, antiques, Indian artifacts, collectibles, coins, knives, art, and Old West items. Buy, sell, trade, or just browse around. Two big days, Saturday 9 to 6 and Sunday 9 to 3. Don't miss the new Post Falls Gun Show at the Greyhound Park and Event Center this weekend, sponsored by the Lewis Clark Trader.
97.1 FM, 1450 KBFI, and 1400 KSPT.
All right, we are back, and with us on the last Thursday of every month, we have someone from the Sandpoint Elks Lodge and the Exhausted Rooster, as he called himself yesterday. Actually, this year's Exalted Ruler, Bob Hike, is with us once again. Bob, how are you?
Great. How are you, Bob?
Wonderful. It's good to have you again.
Nice to be back again.
As your tenure as the Exalted Ruler is kind of winding down in its final months, huh?
I mentioned that in my newsletter. I do the newsletter as well as doing other projects for the Elks. And one thing that I put in there is I feel it coming to an end. It ends in March. And I've had a wonderful time being the Exalted Ruler because I get to see a lot of the wonderful things we do.
That's great. And I am looking at your newsletter right now, and you talked about some of the great things that have happened in the last 10 months as you've been in charge there. And why don't you mention some of those things?
First of all, it's the money. We have a lot of fundraisers, and of course, we depend on our golf course and the restaurant. The restaurant's doing better all the time. I'm really proud. We have a great chef, you know, Craig Wirt and his wife, Dee, Deidre, that run the restaurant and bar. And that's getting better all the time. And so we also had fundraisers, but this was exciting for me because I get to go help deliver the checks to so many nice deserving people. I can mention a few if you'd like, but
absolutely.
The senior center received a check from a grant from a thing called the Elks National Foundation, which
excellent.
Is a multi-million dollars savings account that they was generating. We're 103 years old now, the Elks are. And so it's kind of exciting.
I think that makes you a super senior.
Yeah, it makes me a super senior. But anyway, the people that got gifts were the Teen Center and the PISNI, which is Panhandle Special Needs, and a couple other people that, let's see, we gave a ping pong table to the Teen Center.
Teen Center, yeah.
Yeah, we did that. And then we make a lot of money for the Patriotic Scramble.
Mm-hmm.
This year we gave $20,000 to the different organizations, starting out with the Marine Corps League and the Vietnam Veterans, and what's the other one? The Veterans of Foreign Wars, VFW.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I got to go along with the people who hand out the checks this year, and it was quite rewarding. We had a party, too, I might tell you. We had a thing called the Tom and Jerry party. Tom and Jerry is a drink, but it got started years ago. It was the foundation for the party, and the party is party is fun, but we have an ugly sweater contest, and that creates a lot of laughter and
mm-hmm.
everything. But most important thing is we go out and we garner gifts and donations from the businesses around town. And I'm always amazed how generous they are, but they gave us so many wonderful gifts that we raised over $3,000 in the silent auction of these items that are donated to us. So that was a big help. And that money goes to scholarships for the high school kids.
Excellent.
And also to the dictionary program, where we buy over 500 dictionaries. And they're not just dictionaries. I think I even mentioned this last month and the month before. The dictionaries are like encyclopedias.
Ah.
They're very fairly inexpensive, but they're packed with information about geography and science and animals and plants. It's a tremendous amount of information for these. And they're all third graders.
Excellent. I noticed some sort of a four-wheeler machine out at the club the other day, and you were telling me that the Sandpoint Nordic Club was offering cross-country skiing out there, and you had how many skiers?
I lied to you. Oh. I didn't mean to. I apologize. I heard the number four, and I heard it at the last meeting on Tuesday this week. It was actually Dan Lister from our club. He's mm-hmm. very heavily involved. He's the old guy from not the old guy. He's a young guy from Sears, mm-hmm. and very involved in our house activities. And the building, et cetera. So anyway, he said that there was 14, not 40.
Okay.
And so
still
I was a little bit
show.
A little bit wrong, but it's exciting to us to open it up for skiing because for years many people thought it would be a great opportunity for beginning skiers, especially because it's flat. It's easy
yeah.
to get around. And they were concerned, not me, but they other people who ran the golf course were concerned that it would get damaged. And we said, no, if you can cordon off the greens, that's
yeah.
all you have to worry about.
Yeah. Outstanding. And for more information on that, like when the snow's just right, they also offer rentals, pricing, and a membership at sandpointnordic@gmail.com and get more information on when they're going to do that next.
Yep.
Is that
good
the
for
thing?
You. And by the way, they are renting our facility, and so we had to have a contract. Because of the insurance purposes and because of the liability and all those things, we got wrapped around the axle too much. So we said, why don't you rent our facility during the winter and you can give us something off the top. So we have a contract where they give us a little bit of what they get for the people mm-hmm. going to use it. And we have the opportunity to give them some hot cocoa and whatever beverage they might like when they're when they're out there skiing around, working up an appetite for a cold beverage.
So when they're doing that, the bar will be open.
They will.
Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent. Good to know. And then the Tracks of the Elks is open Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Is that?
That is correct. Perfect. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, not on Tuesday.
And it's a brunch. It's a brunch on Sundays.
Sunday.
It's outstanding.
Brunch has gotten a lot of accolades. I can't tell you how many people that I run to in town, and they said, "Man, that breakfast over at the brunches at the Elks is fantastic." But that's a compliment to Craig. He mm-hmm. is a great chef, and he has some great ideas. I had the crab cake. Eggs Benedict, and I'm telling you, if you want something to just you pause while you're eating it, go and it's really exciting. It's delicious, and people rave about it. So that's just one of many things that they do.
Yeah, and my buddy Sandy Compton just raves about their chicken and waffles that they have.
Yeah.
That's great. Also, they're going to be open on Valentine's Day, February 14th. So keep that in mind. And a Super Bowl party coming up on February the 11th.
Both true. And
yeah.
There's a couple of flyers around town where posters where you can see what we're doing for the Super Bowl party. It's going to be open before and after the Super Bowl. But they have a menu. I mean, they put together, nachos and potato skins and Frito pie plate and quesadilla for the football game.
Mm.
And then on Valentine's Day, we really want you to, we have to have you call and make a reservation because it's going to be a fabulous dinner. And several of them, veggie Napoleon.
Beef Wellington.
That sounds delicious, doesn't it?
It certainly does.
It's got to be good if it's got a name like that.
And we can't let you go unless we talk about the Elks hoop shoot because a local Sandpoint kid did very, very well.
It wasn't that long ago that my wife and I went to the convention in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and we saw the name of a youngster who is another little girl, I think an eighth grader, who happened to do really well in an essay contest, mm-hmm. which she won a monetary prize. This little girl, her name is Katia Taddick, and she won the local hoop shoot. She's in the 8th and 9th year olds. And she shot at the district hoop shoot, which was in Kellogg,
yeah,
and shot 14 out of 15 in a play in a shoot off to come in first. And so, it's a great.
And
great
thing. Like three rounds of sudden death playoff. I mean, it was intense from
it
what I understand.
It was intense because there was another little girl that kept right up with her, and then finally she beat her by one shot, one. free throw. The area is a free throw. That's why it's called a hoop shoot, because they do free throws.
So what happens with her? She moves on to the next round
now? She'll be going to Blackfoot, Idaho. As a matter of fact, I think I'm bragging a little bit, but we are offering her parents a pretty good over $500 to travel with her, because it's only fair that they stay overnight when they got to travel that far.
Yeah.
Get a room for the night and get ready for the hoop shoot, and then, you know, have be rusted when they go home.
Have you ever driven in the wintertime from here to Blackfoot?
I have driven down south, not to Blackfoot, but
it's not fun.
Pocatello. No, it's not at all. You got to go over a couple of passes.
Well, from here, here's my thing. From here to Missoula, I go out 200, one of my favorite drives on earth. I just love everything about that. But after that, and it turns, I think it's Highway 15. And
turn 15 south and run into nothing but sleet and hail.
Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. And from what I'm reading here, David and Linda Tatlock are going to go along with them as well.
They are. They have been so involved in our program. They're both PERs, which is Past Exalted Rulers, but they've been involved with the state operation of the Sandpoint Elks through Sandpoint as officers. And Linda Tatlock right now is the secretary for the ISEA, which is the Idaho State Elks Association, which is the entire state of Idaho and all the different 21 or so lodges around the state. David Tatlock has been the secretary for our lodge here for a long time, and he's moved into a state position where he's responsible for financing for all of the youth programs, which is excellent.
Excellent. So we have, what else is going on? I think that's, we covered it pretty much here. Is there like a website or something that people go to find out what's going on in February if they don't get the newsletter?
Sure. There is a website that you can go to. It's a couple of them. First of all, the internet is www.elkslodgesandpoint.com. And I think there's something for the sports, for the golf course, too, that they have their own. It's right here somewhere.
Oh, no, don't worry about it. We'll get to that when we get
towards...
Well, one
thing I do want to...
Go ahead.
I wanted to mention that we have installed this last Tuesday... It was pretty exciting, especially being the exalted ruler. You do the whole ritual, and you recite the obligation, which is our oath to, you know, be a good member. And there was 12 individuals that just got initiated into our program, and that's crazy good, because so many organizations are getting smaller and they're having a hard time getting members. We are increasing,
especially younger members.
And that's another point. Good one. They got a lot of younger members that are coming in, because we have a reputation for being old farts like me. And that, And in fact, the young people want to get more involved in the community. They want to help more. And a lot of them tell you, I received the dictionary when I was in the third grade. I want to be part of your program because I want to do what you did to help the kids and the seniors. And so it's fun.
Yeah, that's all good stuff. And you mentioned the golf course. You know, it's really too early to talk about the golf course, except for cross-country skiing. But at the end of February, which is, you get an extra day this year, February 29th is the cutoff date to get your early bird season pass.
That is
which
true.
Which saves you a considerable amount of money. So
like
$100. Mark your calendar on that and get your golf pass.
And Bob, there's no exceptions. Every year we have guys come up, sorry, we have people come up and they say, oh, I missed it by 2 days. Can I please? No, you can't do that.
Mexico. Well, you know what? That's what all my snowbird friends, I remind them that, hey, you got to go in there and get your pass before, because by the time you get back from wherever you go.
Good for you, Phoenix, especially the ones that were down south, because you hate them anyway for getting away. We got to drive around in the snow.
The last 2 weeks I hated them. That's for...
send us a check, you know, ahead of time to make sure you get in. But you're right, we have an extra day. It's the must get your pass, your annual golf pass, by the 29th of February.
Very good. Bob Hyde, thank you very much for being on the show in the last several months. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure. I enjoy coming
Let's do
here.
It one more time before you're...
Yeah, we will. We'll do it in March. That'll be my last month, and I really have enjoyed it. And I appreciate the fact that you told me when I first started doing it that I have a face for radio.
Yeah, so, you definitely do.
I know. You have a great time. Thanks, Bob.
All right, we are going to take our second break. When we come back, Amelia Boyd is with us along with Justin Dick. We'll be talking about Bonner General Foundation and more, so stick around.
Hello, I'm Grant Simmons. On behalf of the Bonner General Health Foundation Board, I'm here to talk about something exciting, colonoscopies. Yes, you heard right. For our 16th annual Heart Ball, we're fundraising for a machine that's a big deal in 80% of surgeries and a superstar in detecting cancer. Join us for a night of fine dining, fine dancing, and making a fine difference. RSVP at bonnergeneral.org/foundation.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, call Consolidated Credit now.
Call now, 800-552-6750. That's 800-552-6750. 800-552-6750.
Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by Virginia State Corporation. Commission license number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase financial charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333.
My friend and I are taking a trip to Mexico this year, but neither of us speak Spanish. So we downloaded Babbel and started learning Spanish fast.
Want to start getting conversational in another language in as little as 3 weeks? Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons were designed by language experts to be the most efficient and effective way to learn a new language.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com.
The new year is here. Time for change. Start a recession-resistant new career in the high-demand fields of IT, cybersecurity, and AI with My Computer Career in just months. Already in IT? Build your cybersecurity skills and prep for thousands of open positions employers nationwide are desperate to fill. Attend classes live online or on campus. Make this your year. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation today. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the GI Bill.
Keep up to date on everything we're doing at NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back, our second segment here on North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte, along with you, and Justin Dick, who is absolutely no stranger to this particular radio program, and Amelia Boyd for the third or fourth time in the last few years, joining us once again, and you guys representing today. I know you both wear several different hats around the community, but talking about Bonner General Health Foundation and, of course, the Heart Ball. We just heard the ad a few minutes ago here on KSBT and KBFI. 16th annual Heart Ball event at the Bonner County Fairgrounds is coming up February 3rd, and from what I understand, it's sold out.
That's right, Bob. Well, thank you again for having us on. We appreciate it. We did just hear that ad as well, too. We'll keep running those as up. But yeah, as of what, last week, I believe we actually sold out. So we've got roughly 30 tables, anywhere from 8 to 10 people per table. One of the big reasons that we're on, though, even though we are sold out, if you cannot attend, Every dollar still helps from this point on. So just to give you a little rundown here, this is our 16th annual Heart Ball. This one is a very special one to us. As many of you know, last year we raised money to get a second mammography machine due to COVID and the way the demographics have turned out with so many people moving to our area. We had a backlog of roughly 1,200 women that needed to get some sort of a mammography exam. We were able to get that second machine. We've been able to screen an extra 40% since this time last year. And what we're really talking about is cancer detection, right? Besides just living a perfect, healthy life, eating right, working out, which isn't always capable for everybody to do at all times of their lives, early detection is the best prevention. So we've really brought that along with our next, our 16th annual Heart Ball this year. This year we are purchasing a new endoscope. So the endoscope is a very critical tool in detection, early detection of multiple types of cancer, colon cancer especially, which is the third most common type of colon cancer in the world. One of the big impacts of this, though, not a lot of people put two and two together here, you have an equal chance of getting colon cancer for both males and females. And the actual screening time, it used to be at 50 years old, and they've bumped that up to 45 as well right now. And that's how prevalent it has become over the course of the last handful of years. With that said, not only can we give the more colonoscopies using this device, the second endoscopes, we've already got one at the hospital, but right now we're trying to use it for colonoscopies, but it also has surgical value as well. In the majority of the surgeries that we use, an endoscope is used, right? You can get inside the patient one way or another with the endoscope. And having this set of two of them is going to create a lot of efficiency in the hospital. And the big thing with efficiency and being able to see more people is we get better patient outcomes. And I think that's what we're always looking for with the foundation. How do we offer more services? How do we help out Bonner General and their staff create a much more efficient world that they live in and see more patients, which is more of our community members and the greater Sandpoint area as well, too.
Wow.
It's a lot.
That is a lot. Amelia, do you have anything to add to all of
No,
that?
I think Justin said it all.
We've been doing this for a while now. So, yeah, it's been absolute crunch time here for us, really working down, getting our program, the details. We're going to go through our sponsor list here because we have a ton of people to thank. But there is something other that I'd like to talk about, though. We are holding this Heart Ball, this very special Heart Ball, in honor of Jack Parker. And I know we talked about the man a little bit the last time. Jack Parker is a Sandpoint legend in this area. Jack Parker had a ton of foresight. And if it wasn't for Jack Parker and his line of thinking back in the early 60s, Sandpoint would not be what it was or what it is today. Jack was one of the original three board members of the hospital. He was one of the original ones that fought for the building, for the actual getting the building built and floated down from Farragut to where it is today. And he really believed that strong education and strong healthcare would really make forth a wonderful community. And we've seen that time and time again. There's some other accolades that this guy has been a part of. He was a founding member of the Sandpoint Rotary. Sandpoint Rotary right now is ballin'. They've got roughly 90 members. Our lunches are packed. And they are out doing service project after service project. He's a past exalted ruler of the Elks as well, too. He's part of the Masonic Lodge, the Shriners. He was also guided the Panhandle State Bank as its chairman, for those of you that you remember, prior to Umpqua. Panhandle State Bank was our community bank that made sure that a lot of us that maybe didn't have the financial fortitude to get loans, like when I needed to get a loan and I didn't have I didn't have a pot, I'll say that, to my name. Panhandle was really there. You know, they were there for the community. They know how hard these community members
were. You were not
the
only one in that situation.
No, huh? I think, well, and a lot of us look back to the early Panhandle days and go, if it wasn't for that bank, we wouldn't have a business, right? And that was almost 20 years ago. You know, everybody knows Taylor and Sons used to be Taylor Parker at one point in time. So you've seen some great old pictures with him selling vehicles. And he was also the head of the Sandpoint Chamber of Commerce at one point in time, too. So we're really trying to do this in memory of Jack. We've invited all of his family members you probably all know around town. We're so very thankful to them for giving us the stories, the pictures, and allowing us to do this in memory of Jack Parker, because he is somebody, if you're new to Sandpoint within the last 5 years, as our demographics has changed, please understand who Jack Parker is, who those living family members are right now, and please say thank you, because this guy really built Sandpoint to what it is today.
Well, he's born and raised right here in Sandpoint, graduated from Sandpoint High School in the 1951 or something like that. And of course, Jackie Winju, Anne Marie Bart Casey, and David Parker, the son. And yeah, just a great, great guy. And, you know, I had the pleasure years ago of emceeing the evening when we inducted him into the Sandpoint High School Athletic Hall of Fame, even though he never played a sport at Sandpoint High School because he couldn't. Breathing problem. Yep. But he volunteered for everything. He would manage every sport he could. I mean, he was always there. So that's just a little part of the heart that guy had. Just yep. A great, great human being. So this Heartball is in honor of Jack Parker. So
absolutely.
Yes. Very, very good job in doing that. We are going to take our final break here, and Justin Dixon will stick around. Amelia Boyd, we'll get some words in from you.
Maybe.
Here. We got sponsors to thank. So. And we'll get to that right after this.
Hi, this is Brett Taylor with Taylor & Sons Chevrolet, serving the greater Sandpoint area. In 2023, Taylor & Sons sold more new Chevrolet vehicles than we have in some time. This was especially true for the last few months of the year. What ended up happening is Taylor & Sons took a vast amount of pre-owned vehicles on trade for new Chevrolets. I've slashed the prices on almost every used car, truck, and SUV that we have in stock. Some of these vehicles are priced at over $5,000 below Kelley Blue Book suggested retail. Most of these vehicles are one-owner, local trade-ins with clean Carfax reports, and many of them were originally sold as new vehicles by Taylor & Sons. Taylor & Sons offers more when it comes to used vehicles. For every vehicle 8 years or newer with under 80,000 miles, Taylor & Sons provides a 10-year or 150,000-mile powertrain warranty at no cost to you. You can view our entire inventory of used vehicles online at tschevy.com. There you will find multiple pictures, detailed descriptions, and clear transaction pricing for every vehicle in stock. For guest-focused service, a world-class facility, and value for your money, it's Taylor & Sons Chevrolet.
Ridge Transmission and Performance, formerly BF Quick Lube, has new owners and new services, offering transmission repair, manual and automatic, U-joints, clutches, differentials, custom upgrades, transfer cases, and transmission services. Call for an appointment, 267-7481, or just stop in. Your go-to mechanic in Bonner's Ferry for everything from oil changes to transmission repair. Get a free diagnostic at Ridge Transmission and Performance, 6878 Main Street in Bonner's Ferry.
You're all set with your Medicare prescriptions, Mrs. Brown.
This is not just low-cost copays at Walgreens.
I can actually help you set up 90-day refills if you want.
This is having a partner you can trust. Get low-cost copays, 90-day refills, and delivery from your neighborhood Walgreens. This is being independent, together. Walgreens.
Restrictions apply. For details, see walgreens.com/pharmacy.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Are you a victim of the timeshare trap and think there's no way out? I'm Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, the original timeshare cancellation expert. And I'm here to tell you that there is a way out. All you need to do is give my office a call. I will send you a timeshare exit information kit absolutely free, explaining how the timeshare industry works and your options for cancellation.
Call Wesley now for your free info kit. 800-462-3333. That's 800-462-3333.
Vanderford's Books and Office Products is holding an auction this Saturday, January 27th at 10 a.m. Everything must go. Everyday office supplies, office furniture, filing cabinets, desks, Streeter, and other fixtures included in the auction. You won't find deals like this anywhere. That's this Saturday at Vanderford's Books and Office Products on Cedar Street and 2nd Avenue in downtown Sandpoint. Don't miss this one-time auction. It's this Saturday at Vanderford's Books and Office Products, 201 Cedar Street in downtown Sandpoint.
KSPT 1400, KBFI 1450, North Idaho's radio.
Down and get you move. Move, move, move. You make me feel good.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here in North Idaho Thursday. Justin Dick, Amelia Boyd with us from the Bonner General Health Foundation. We're talking about their 16th annual Heart Ball. It's coming up right around the corner, February 3rd. And of course, I mean, we all know that Sandpoint is like the most giving town I've ever been around. And but an event like this wouldn't be as successful as it's historically been without this group of sponsors.
Yeah, I'll kind of start us off here. We have some of the most amazing sponsors, donors, volunteers, advisory council, and again, just to reiterate, we could not do any of this stuff without them. Let me mention the first one, Donna Hutter. Donna Hutter is absolutely amazing. She helped us with that last little piece of the exoskeleton as well. If it wasn't for Donna and her generosity, we would not have that. Kari Sakamano at Ting. If you do not know this woman, get to know this woman. She is involved and everything.
Literally,
Nick,
everything.
Nick Pierce and the rest of the gang over at Pierce Auto, Kathy Marietta and Bruce Annie, one of our trustees, Diedrich Roasters, Carl over there has been so generous, Washington Trust Bank, Satterberg Design, Tim and Cheryl Rickard. We got to pause real quick. 37 years as the CEO of this hospital, or as an employee and CEO of this hospital, passing the torch. We wish her the best in her retirement. And we are looking to move forward with John Hennessy, our new CEO. Craig and Shelley Dolesby, longtime sponsors, as well as Life Flight, Schweitzer. Schweitzer has been there for us every single year, no matter what's going on. We appreciate that. The Walter J. and Betty C. Zabel Foundation, these guys helped us match up to $50,000 in paddle raise last year. And they're going to do it again this year. I got to give it up. Dylan and everybody, Bob, yourself included. Blue Sky Broadcasting has always been with us. The 219 Bar and Lounge, 113 Main, D.A. Davidson, Lighthouse, again, a huge shout out. Everybody knows Lighthouse. If you don't, you should. They make this community move around, as well as Charles and Kimberly Manning of Coachava.
Mm-hmm. And then we have Unique Fitness, or UFIT, Kootenai Health, Kootenai Imaging, Dr. Peg Tuddenham and Pierce Smith, U.S. Foods, the Jack Parker family, Drs. Stacy and Ben Good, Kinixu Health, Elevate Real Estate Group, and our new CEO, John Hennessy, as Justin mentioned, North Idaho Title, Kara Kramer, Team Wapiti, which is one of our trustees as well, Jill Bentley and her husband, Mountain West Bank, and Pack River Store, which is providing our yummy, delectable meal for the night, and Howard and Georgia Simmons, which Georgia has and her husband have, they started the Heart Ball. They are the Heart Ball. And Lisa Moline and Nate Hall are both trustees. And then I'd like to thank the wonderful businesses around town that every year they donate for our live auction packages. And those are Laughing Dog Brewery, McDuff's Brewery, Carousel Emporium, Bella Terra Boutique, Burlwood Dreams, Meadowbrook Home Furnishing, Campfire Couture, Sugar Tooth, Heather's Nail Boutique, Wildflower Spa, The District Bistro, Martini Bar and Wine Shop, 7B Board Shop, Justin Vineyards, Wine for You, which is Beth,
Giacomo,
thank you, and Pondere Winery.
Wow, that's a lot. And if anybody's ever put on an event, a nonprofit event around here, you know how much time it takes to bring all of that together.
Yeah.
Who does that?
Yeah, and I'll just say, with those businesses that we were thanking there at the end, I've done this in years past where it takes me like 3.7 trips to get somebody to give a gift certificate or an in-kind donation. These people were dropping stuff off at the hospital at 113. I mean, when you pick up the phone once, and all of these organizations, all of these people, all of these local businesses, so happy to help because they understand the importance of having a hometown hospital like ours in here. They understand what it means not only to their customers, to their clients, but also to their employees as well, too. Like, when we have an incident happen, we had a girl that cut herself on a wine glass that fell the other night. This was a week ago, I guess. It's really easy. We are two blocks away from the emergency room, right? And we never worry once. It was very easy to take a very panicky situation and go, hey, walk over to the emergency room. We'll drive you over there. And they got you. And she was out in 45 minutes with a couple of stitches. And she was like, wow, that's so easy. And I think a lot of us get so nervous to go to the hospital, to go to ER, to go to immediate care, right? And these guys make it incredibly easy. And they make you feel welcome as soon as you get in, as well as you're going to see a lot of people that you already know, right? You're not just a number in a bed. It's somebody that you're going to be dealing with that you've probably dealt with in the community at some point in time in your life.
Yeah, it's great. Amelia, we only have a couple more minutes left. We were talking during the break about, you brought the heart ball this far. It's a week away. What is left for you guys to do at the fairgrounds?
Well, now it's just the setup and the nuts and bolts of it all. We've got the evening program dialed down. We have the run of show dialed down. We've got, we were working on table placement today and that sort of minutia. So now it's just getting down to the nitty gritty. It's going to be an exciting night. This is only going to be my second heart ball that I've ever attended. And last year was fantastic. And I know this year is going to be even better.
Yeah. And of course, Pack River Store doing the catering. Yeah. And then last time you guys were here, you talked about the desserts.
Oh, yes.
Our often imitated and very very rarely replicated dessert auction. I do kid when I say that. It's actually a great way to raise money. But we have over 22 desserts that have been donated by restaurants, by individual bakers, by the hospital, and we're going to auction all those off. Now, we have more tables than we do desserts, which typically brings up the bidding frenzy a little bit, which is really fantastic.
Yeah, if you want dessert, that's
great. You got a bid, right? And we get into a lot of paddle-raising wars between tables. Big shout out to Pack River Store. They do an amazing job over there. We've got an excellent, I believe it's a 5 or 6 course menu. They're doing a specialty cocktail. We've got full beer. We've got full wine. And then we've got our live auction. And I'm just going to highlight the one, and don't get mad because I'm spilling the beans on it. But we have a global getaway package for your choice of Singapore, Ireland, China, Japan, South Africa, Thailand, India, Peru, or Dubai. And Bob, I think I asked you this last time. When was the last time you were in Dubai? Right?
I mean, well, you mentioned Ireland. That's always my
you
first.
You were there.
Right?
Yes.
Right? But, it's not often that we were able to. It took us a lot of time to craft these packages, some of them very local or regional or within the rubber tire market. Mm-hmm. Some of the packages that you can do with your friends. We've got a ladies' weekend out to the Willamette Valley for private wine tours and lunches and dinners in a beautiful hotel. It's going to be a great night, and we can't forget the importance, right? Why are we here, right? We are here to raise money for the prevention of cancer in our community, and the only way to do that is through early detection. And we really hope to come away with the money to get that second endoscopy machine and get that to Bonner General as quickly as we can.
And with that having been said, and we already mentioned that this heart ball on February 3rd is sold out, but if people still want to donate to Bonner General Health,
bonnergeneral.org.
Okay.
And then there's a Give Now button. It's really simple. Just click onto that, and you are set to donate. You're able to donate to us.
Do you need to go through a heart ball? Nope. Heartball or anything like that.
And there's a little spot if you want to give in memory of, or if you want to tag a little note on there. And one thing that I'd be remiss in not saying is every penny that we raise goes directly to the cost. We have no executive director. We have no administrative cost. 100%. Every penny of every dollar that comes in goes exactly to what our mission is. And that year will be the endoscopy tower and machine.
And Amelia, you joined the foundation recently?
I've been over a year now.
A year now? Uh-huh. And are you guys still looking for board members?
Or actually,
that work? And we have a 1 minute. What's the commitment?
We have a couple of openings that are going to be coming up here soon, February and then in June. So there's a process. We do have an advisory council that we usually draw from, and anybody can get involved in that. And then there's an application process, and we do have a committee that vets those applicants and interviews and goes through that. And then the board votes whether they're acceptable or not. And I don't think anybody's been turned down.
No. And if that's not your bag.
Well, I haven't applied yet. So
if that's not your gig, we've got Justin, right? Yeah. Right. If that's not your gig though, one of the other things we have one of the strongest volunteer organizations,
that's correct.
All over that works for the hub. These people work tirelessly for the hospital. And for every, and like I said, there's 100 different avenues to get involved. If you are interested, contact us. You can go onto the BGH website, bonnergeneral.org. There's a contact us page. You can put that in and we will get the message.
Very good. Justin Dick, Amelia Boyd, thanks for all that you do, and keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
Right. We are out of here. I'll be back with Sandpoint High School basketball live on the air on Tuesday, and back in here on Thursday. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.